This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. Michigan is banking on Hollywood to help revive Detroit's ravaged economy. The state is using generous tax rebates to lure the movie business to the Detroit area, and it has had some success. Clint Eastwood's recent film Gran Torino was filmed there. George Clooney and Hilary Swank are scheduled to shoot a film called Up in the Air at the Detroit airport. And as Sarah Hewlett of Michigan Radio reports, two new film companies are moving into spaces left behind by the failing auto industry.
Motown Motion Pictures plans to take over one of the huge office buildings in what used to be a little city of General Motors operations in Pontiac, Michigan. Pontiac is a struggling GM town that plans to close half its schools and where the unemployment rate is well into the double digits. Not the kind of place you'd expect to find a Hollywood finance guy, but it's exactly where Graham Taylor of Endeavor Talent Agency found himself brokering a deal for a new film studio.
Well, I think there's a combination of things, which is Michigan has one of the most aggressive tax rebate plans in the country that plays a major role in your ability to underwrite the cost of a movie or TV show. But you need that coupled with a place that has a wide variety of topography, and you have to have a highly skilled crew base.
Michigan definitely has skilled laborers who need jobs. Tens of thousands of people here have been exiled from the auto industry over the last decade, and many of them are hoping to get off the unemployment rolls and go to work in the movie industry. Motown Motion Pictures and a planned animation studio in downtown Detroit would create more than 4,000 jobs, but critics like State Senator Nancy Cassese say they still see too little return on the incentives.
Even though it's been touted that this economic activity with the film industry is the best thing since cotton candy. Let me tell you, cotton candy is very sweet, but it will not provide long-term sustenance for Michigan's economic revival.
One analysis shows for every dollar in rebates the state pays out, it will only get 18 cents back in tax revenues. That's at a time when Michigan has a deficit, pegged at about $1.5 billion. But the prospect of a new industry, any new industry, has generated some of the only good news Michigan has seen in a long time. Until last year, Detroit Electro Coating supplied parts to Detroit automakers. Now, the stamping presses and hundreds of workers who filled this factory are gone. Christos Moisides and two of his cousins who ran the family business are hoping to turn the 18-acre site into a film studio.
What's great is that we've got a lot of machinery here, from high-lows to scissor lifts. Those are all equipment used in the film industry. The other day when Red Orange was doing the Dodge commercial, they use a lot of this machinery to get either the lights higher up, or we even put the camera on there and got a shot looking down on the Dodge Ram.
Since Detroit Electro Coatings reopened as 23rd Street Studios last year, it's hosted two feature films as well as commercial and video shoots. Moisides and his cousins plan to retrofit the factory and build new sound stages this summer, but he says the tax incentives are key to their success and thinks state lawmakers would be foolish to scale them back.
It totally is a gypsy mentality where whoever's giving them the best deal, they're going to come there. And if the state thinks that, oh, you know what, they're all here, we can take it down to 30% or reduce or whatever, they're kidding themselves because they'll go somewhere else.
That threat has been enough to sustain an arms race of incentives among the states in recent years. Right now, Michigan is at the top of the heap, giving back 40 cents to producers for every dollar they spend. Critics say it's a cruel irony that homegrown businesses struggling to stay alive are now the ones subsidizing those Hollywood enticements. But the incentive supporters say the investment will pay off, and they say Michigan can't afford to turn its back on any new industry that provides an alternative to the assembly line. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Hewlett.